Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kristen Templeton, and she is the facilitator for the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council. Good morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, there was a few months ago we were hearing about the scary guy and some work to bring him to Cass County. So let's talk more about the scary guy. You are going to get him to come to Cass County.
Scary guy is coming to Cass County, and the Child Abuse Prevention Council is very excited about that. We are declaring the 2014-2015 school year violence prevention in Cass County schools. And we're working very hard to kind of educate people, educate the community on the violence that our children are facing every day. And we have looked into a few speakers, but the scary guy has stood out to us. We are looking to make a big impact on our community and our students, our faculty at the schools, and just kind of work at violence prevention for the entire year.
And as I understand, he's not just a speaker, comes in, give one presentation, and leave. He's more than that.
That's right. Him and his wife, Catherine, will be in Cass County for 8 to 10 days. They will be at every location, school in Atlantic, Cumberland, Anita Messina, and Griswold, Elliott, and Lewis schools.
Okay. So I to me, that means it's going to be a lot more impact because, yeah, you can have a motivational speaker that comes in, they leave and say, oh, that was really good, but he's going to be hanging around. And you mentioned it's not just the kids. It's the community that has to get involved.
That's right. Scary and his crew will be working with the counselors, teachers, and people at the schools, as well as with each age group of students, beginning with kindergarten on up through high school. And then there will be some community sessions, too, where people from the community can be involved and learn about his work and what they can do to support our kiddos.
And he's known internationally.
Right. He is from the United Kingdom currently. Originally, he was from Minnesota, so in the United States, but has moved on to the United Kingdom. So he's traveling here from quite a ways away, and we're very excited to have him coming.
Well, some people may remember that I have visited with him once on Backyard Beyond. We'll be doing that again. But I was just really impressed with him in that short visit and the kinds of things that he had to say. Really, you know, think Minnesota guy rather than somebody from another country. Pretty grounded.
Yes, he is. Our council has actually Skyped with him several times, been in contact with him several times, and I talk to him probably a couple times a week just in our planning process. But he's very down to earth. He's very passionate about his work, and I think that people will really be pleasantly surprised about the message that he's giving to our kids.
And part of his message is you got to get beyond the way he looks because he is pretty scary, but that's part of the message. So you have raised some funds, and of course, you know, it's costly. You got to pay for him, for his crew, for a week or more, place to stay, food, getting him here and so on. So it is rather costly, but again, it's not just that one kind of speaker. So you've raised some money because you had to do that to get him here.
We have raised some money. Actually, we've had several donations from our community come about, and we are just amazed by the community support that we've received so far in this project. At this point, we have over half of the money that we need to get him here. And like you said, LaVon, he is expensive, but every other speaker that we checked into is very expensive too, and not one of those is staying in our community for 8 to 10 days. Some of those are here for a few hours or an afternoon, and it's very costly to have the education provided.
Yes. It seemed to me if you divided out, you know, his total fee divided by the hours and the people who are here, it's really not very expensive. It just, the total looks kind of big. What are some of the groups that have already provided funds?
Yes, we have received donations from the Atlantic Rotary, also from Zion Recovery, the Family Crisis Support Network, the Lions Club, Salvation Army, and the Business and Professional Women. And then just recently, Boulder's Inn is going to be providing him a room for the entire stay here at a discounted price. So we'll really appreciate their support.
Okay. But of course, as you mentioned, you've got about half of the money. So you've got a little bit of time here. You need to get some more money. What's your proposal?
Well, we we have to pay our remainder in July of what we owe him, and because he will be here in August. And so we are just looking for donations of any kind that individuals or groups would like to donate to our program, and they can contact me to do that. I guess we've sent out some letters and we're waiting to hear from people, but just like I said, the community support has been amazing so far.
And if people want to know more and they say, okay, the scary guy, what's all going on, you'd be glad to come and do a program for them.
Yes, we would like to come speak to your program if you'd like to know more about, you know, helping out. There is a key community group that we are going to be forming that works directly with him and his staff. While, you know, the first couple days they're here, they're going to be meeting with those in each community. And if you would like to be on that key community group and be part of really kicking this off and making it a success in our county, then we would love to have you on that committee.
So some volunteers are needed, but you need those folks to be stepping up. And I'm sure if they have more questions, which they will have, they can just contact you, Kristen. And what's the best way to contact you?
I am at Cass County Public Health, and my phone number is 712-243-8006, extension 3375. I can, you know, come to your community or come to your organization and speak to you about it, or just talk to someone one-on-one if they have individual questions.
Okay. Now, all of this kind of started through the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council. So I think we need to talk about that group a little bit. How long has it been in existence? What its major purpose? You know, tell us some more about the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council.
Sure. You've probably noticed in years past, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we've always really stepped up and kind of done a lot of work with the pinwheels for prevention, the blue pinwheels, if you've noticed. We usually display those around town and sell those as a fundraiser. But our council has been in the area since the early 90s. We meet on a quarterly basis, and there are probably 15 members on our council. They kind of range in people from, you know, mental health workers to teachers to just parents. We have lots of representation locally from Lullaby, the Family Crisis Support Network, Salvation Army, and those people are really stepping up to help people understand that it takes everyone to protect our children.
So your board members, your group members really are those that are already doing some work, very interested in what's happening with individuals and families.
That's true. They're already, you know, taking part in protecting children, educating communities on what they can do to help with that.
Okay. Is it open? Are your meetings open? Can anybody come?
Of course, our meetings are always open to the public. They're always at Cass County Public Health, or most of the time. We meet, like I said, every third Thursday quarterly. So, you know, they're posted on our Facebook page, and you can, at that same phone number I gave earlier to get more information.
So if they went on the computer and they put in Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council, they'll find some information.
Yes, you will. We try to update that as much as we can, and we're really trying to be better about that just because of the social media being mm-hmm. such a big deal.
Yes, yeah, that's the way some people keep in touch with everything. Now, there are some people who are thinking, well, you know, when I was growing up, we kind of messed with people, but it was no big deal. What's all this big deal about bullying and violence? What do you tell them?
Well, we know that our children are facing all types of violence. You know, for the last 2 years, our council has really worked hard to gain some knowledge to parents and the community about bullying. And now it's just time to step it up a little bit and to understand that our kids are facing more types of violence than just bullying. And as we work towards that, you know, having the scary guy come was just a part of it. He has a follow-up curriculum that we're also going to be offering to each of the schools that we'll be able to use that along with our council, just kind of really working at some of the concepts that he teaches us while he's here.
And his wife is a teacher, has been a teacher, so she kind of understands the school system and how that works.
She is a teacher, and from my understanding, she has written the curriculum based on his concepts.
All right, very Very good. So this is all sounding great. I know we'll want to visit with you again to keep up to date on all this. If you do have questions, remember to contact Kristen Templeton. And that number again, 712-243-8006. We want to thank you very much, Kristen Templeton, for visiting with us. Until next time, here's a thought. Everyone has his burden. What counts is how you carry it.